We've been discussing the halachos of Kiddush Levana, and the premise that was our point of departure, and it just reflects itself in all of the applications of the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which has the limud of Hachodesh Hazelacham Zakeli V'Anvehu, that when we are mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, it's a Kabbalah Spnei Shechina. That's why Abaye says Hilkach Tzarech Lemirminu Meumad, because that's the way that we're mekabel pnei shechina. As we know, that has implications for Kabbalah Shabbos. We mentioned the minhag of the Rav. Yesterday we discussed it in a little bit of a different vein, the whole idea of Motzai Shabbos, Kshumavusa. Maybe that's the optimal time to be mekabel pnei shechina based on how a person is dressed. But we noted the countervailing view of the Aruch HaShulchan that, again, we always have to be concerned about losing the mitzvah in its entirety, on the one hand. And on the other hand, he says, you know, Hakriveu Nalefech HaSacha, if you're doing it after Ma'ariv, presumably you're dressed in an appropriate fashion altogether. So we'll see yet another very brief application of this morning. There is a practice, as is well known, maybe not to recite Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, maybe not to recite Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, and when a person is in Avelos also. And this is based on the same idea of Ein HaShechina Shora, there's not going to be a Hashras HaShechina, there's not going to be a Kabbalas Pnei Shechina when we're dealing with a situation when a person is in a either sad frame of mind in the case of Tisha B'Av, or the distracted during the Asaras Yemei Tshuva, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav, or a person is in Avel, which as the Rav explained is the opposite of being able to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So again, we have a little bit of a conflict. On the one hand, you know, Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos, we try to do Mitzvos as soon as possible, and on the other hand, Lehadure Mitzvah, to do the mitzvah in an optimal way in terms of hiddur mitzvah is always the best way to do the mitzvah. So in principle, one can delay, but the Aruch HaShulchan once again comes down on the side. We don't ever want to miss the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So if you're living in a rainy area, you have to weigh these things al mishkalos hatzedek, and to miss out on an opportunity may not really justify it. And again, we do have so many rainy days that it all needs to be considered very, very carefully, which is why this past year we even went before Tisha B'Av based on the weather patterns that we were having. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akashan Ritz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezako says Yisrael, Lefika Achir Balam Tar Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chavei Tzeman Tzidko Yagdil Tzarav Yadir Kaddish Dirabonan.